When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Did he hit the pylon? He did. Touchdown Atlanta.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Monday. You all made it through the snow. Well, for those of you who got it, Mike and I have been talking about the weather and the experiences over the weekend. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did get some and everybody was safe, it's good to have you listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we will talk more about the NBA trade deadline as it approaches. The Hawks make a deal. And Braves pitchers and catchers report February 9th. It's a week from today. We'll get into that and also a personal story I need to share. But before we get to all of that, the Falcons continue to hire over the weekend, Mike, and Ian Cunningham. Lots of footage of Ian in the – he's in the building! In the building today up there at Flowery. And, of course, the Falcons putting out stuff. Matt Ryan showing him around. They show his office and all of this stuff. But they also made a couple of hires on the coaching staff. Alex Van Pelt, the new quarterback's coach. He was with Kevin Stefanski and the Browns from 2020 to 2023. Again, I mentioned this earlier. Kind of forced out. Not a Kevin Stefanski situation. Above him, and Stefanski really liked him. This is a guy, Mike, that's going to be working with our quarterback on a day-to-day basis.
Right. I do think that, again, I hate that I got to put this, you know, sort of caveat out there, but yes, only time will tell. But it's a good staff. I mean, you got a lot of brain power to help a young quarterback develop. I think you're giving him more resources than he had last year. So Alex Van Pelt, known as a quarterback whisperer. Now, a lot of folks didn't know who Tanner Engstrand was. Now, Aaron Glenn's unfortunately probably only lasted about 2 years with the Jets. He had to fire a bunch of his staff. But this is a guy who was a big assistant in Detroit with Ben Johnson. When Ben Johnson took the Bears job, he went to be OC for the Jets. So Tanner Engstrand is passing game coordinator. Tommy Reese is here. Bill Callahan with the O-line. And, of course, Stefanski, who's a tremendous resource. So these are all the guys when Penix Jr. can do the work that really, I think, can help him get to where he needs to be.
Yeah, and look, Tanner is a guy that, again, spent time with the Lions right prior to the Jets. I'm like, I think what these guys have, you know, where they were and where they came from. Alex worked with the Patriots or so for a year with Drake May. We mentioned this. I think it was Gerard Mayo who gave him a hell of a compliment saying nobody's helped Drake develop more than Alex Van Pelt. I think these are positive things that we can maybe hang our hat on. Here's what's interesting, though, because Michael Penix was on a podcast, and this whole thing about whether he's comfortable under center or not, and Mike and I have debated this because Raheem Morris, who's now, by the way, the 49ers defensive coordinator, he got that job over the weekend as well. But, Mike, we've debated on whether he was comfortable. Does he want to do it? Does he not like it? And Raheem Morris said publicly, what did he say, Mike, that he was not comfortable. Right?
We asked, you know, hey, we're seeing a lot more, you know, why is, you know, Cousins under center and Penix wasn't? Because Kirk's comfortable with it. You know, and we played the soundbite, and you were like, okay.
You know, Kurt's comfortable up on the center. And that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
What the quarterback can do, i.e., through the process of elimination, something Bettix Jr. couldn't do in the coach's estimation. That's where we got that from, guys.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, and then, so Bettix Jr., when he gets asked about it, you're going to throw the soundbite here in a sec.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he obviously has heard the chatter about that.
I think he has. And look, I think right now there are probably more of us, Falcon fans, and people who have watched this team going, prove it. Because either the offensive coordinator didn't do his job, or the former coach is not telling the full truth, or Michael Penix is like, look, I'm willing to do whatever you need me to do. They just didn't ask me to do it. Here's what he said, credit to FanSided, for this comment from Michael Penix about being under center.
Man, I'm comfortable doing either or. I'll just do what I'm told. I do whatever it's called, and you know, and I got to execute whatever it's called at the best of my abilities. But the whole shotgun under center thing, it's not my call. I go out and run the plays that I'm told to run, but it's no restrictions or anything like that. You know, I'm comfortable and confident to do either or, and I know that we'll be mixing it up a lot this year, and I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, he's now, you and I were talking and chopping that up earlier, saying, okay, he's doing what he's told. That's what he's asked to do. So why wasn't there, you know, again, look, that's why Zach's not here. That's why Raheem's not here. They screw things up. You know, they should have been doing this stuff in preseason. Michael Penix Jr. experimenting with this stuff in preseason with Zach on the sideline, and they didn't figure that one out until week three after his worst performance. You know, and he'll talk, you hear that soundbite coming up where we talk about how he was flat footed, not doing the right stuff. But did they actually try to coach him up? You know, why was Ike Hilliard fired? We'll never know. Someday we'll figure that one out. He was a passing game coordinator. He got. So I don't know. Was Mike not getting the instruction that he needed? Or and maybe a parenthesis, tough love that maybe he needed? I don't know.
Well, that should have come from the quarterback's coach, right? That should have come from Williams, the quarterback's coach, who's now with the Commanders. But, Mike, I don't know if we'll ever know that. What I do know is Alex Van Pelt comes in with a really good reputation and a guy that has helped a lot of young quarterbacks in this league. Now, while we're talking about Michael Penix and the hires and Ian Cunningham and Tanner Engstrand and Alex Van Pelt, let's hear from Zach Klein, because this is a Zach Klein interview with Michael Penix, asking him about what he would like to do better as he continues to develop.
That's the one thing you're most proud of. And then the one thing you're like, that's the one area I think I can make the biggest leap in my game.
Proud of, I feel like I did a decent job taking care of the football. You know, I look back at, you know, the interceptions I had. You know, I had two against Carolina. One of them is just terrible. I lost the flat defender. The other one, the receiver slipped on a route. And then my third one was against the Commanders, and that was just I'm aiming to throw and not just throwing the ball and, you know, doing what I do to a wide open receiver, you know, just under throwing a wide open receiver, you know. So, you know, just seeing those times where I did turn the football over, it was tough, you know. But just seeing that, I feel like I did a decent job of just taking care of the ball and things that, you know, I feel like I could work on converting, find ways to convert on third down. I feel like we had a stretch in that season where we weren't converting on third downs, and whatever it is, if it's on me, if it's on, you know, whatever, you know, I got, for me being out there on the field and I'm touching the ball every single play, I got to find a way to make a play and, you know, keep us on the field to extend drive. So
now it's not all on Penix. I get it. He's taking responsibility because he's like, look, I'm the quarterback. But, Mike, the fluidity of the offense was not there. We were one of the worst third down teams in the league, and that's why we went on a 5-game losing streak, guys. We could convert third downs to save our life. Right. So I can't put that all on Mike, but I understand where he's coming from. But these are things that got to be fixed. Mike, these are the things that got to be solved as we get into the offseason and how, whether it's Alex Van Pelt working with him and Tanner with the passing game, as he's the passing game coordinator, and, of course, Tommy Rees. This has all got to be resolved,
right,
as far as the philosophy and how you want to approach this stuff.
No, I mean, look, the Minnesota game that we won, the defense was a kind of a coming-out party. It really got after J.J. McCarthy. There was no touchdown in that one. We were settling for field goals. It was a bunch of field goals, and it was an Algier run for a score. He addressed, you know, the Carolina game. You know, talking about, you know, being a little flat-footed. That was, like, arguably his worst game of the year. But there were games where I thought, you know, he did enough to win the Colts game, did enough to win the Patriots game. That's where you had some special team screw-ups. The Colts game, there was some third and longs. He talked about that in that soundbite. You know, that's why not a designed rollout, a quick hit to your tight end, you know, or sometimes take what the defense gives you and get some positive yardage. That's what the problem was. It was third and long, way too much.
Yeah, it was.
Now you can debate, how did we get there? Zach didn't call the right play. Mike didn't execute. Bit of both at times. But that was an issue. That's why third down, to his point, we were one of the worst in the league.
How do you feel about these hires, man? How do you feel?
I mean, as I said, I feel like I'm living in – it is Groundhog Day, so it's apropos that every time we talk about something the Falcons did and we say anything positive about it, people – not everybody, but there's always that people just immediately will crap on it. Well, we don't know. Well, okay, but there's a lot of experience here. They brought in a lot of experience and a guy that helped Drake May. And they got I don't know what else you could ask for. Give every possible resource to a young quarterback so we can, one way or the other, know what he is in year three when he finally gets on the field, Carl. And perhaps he's going to be our guy. And then we'll get lucky with the knee injuries and won't have to worry about that anymore. I know that's, to me, the health concerns are what have kind of clouded this argument about Michael Penix.
No, it is fair. If you're wondering, everybody's heading to San Francisco for the Super Bowl, and I say that, I'm talking about media and all the shows and things of that nature that you'll probably be watching on Sunday. Look, our buddy D'Orlando Ledbetter spoke with Bijan Robinson and Chris Lindstrom, and both of those guys told the AJC before Pro Bowl practice today, I feel like it's been kind of like that since I've been here, talking about 8-9, mm-hmm. 8-9. This is Bijan Robinson. He says, I think if we just now get over those humps, we'll be very hard to stop. And we can be a dominant team next year. And I think there are a lot of players that realize that. I think we're all ready for change of urgency as a team. And B's talking about, you know, what this is going to look like under Kevin Stefanski. Both of those guys out there being honored. Obviously, we know there's not a Pro Bowl per se, Mike. It's
right.
You know,
it's they got a flag football game.
Fun activities.
They're gonna roast some marshmallows, and later on they're gonna. No, it's what this thing's become. But yeah, I think there's reason to be. Look, I said this to Carl. I'll make it brief. I get it. It's hard to be a Falcons fan. I understand. Whether you started in the 60s or you just moved here, they don't make it easy on you. But we're hoping the worm has turned. And I just think as a fan, you got to have some degree of faith. Or you can just don't be a fan and be on the fence and just take pot shots. There's a lot of cool players on this team. Bijan's a superstar in this league. We know what Drake is. We can add another wide receiver. There's a lot of elements. And we've already talked about it. One thing we haven't had for years is great playmakers on defense. And now we got that. Xavier Watts, you know, Pierce, and like I said, Jalen Walker, there's so much more room for improvement for him as well.
404-726-0929, you guys can let us know what you think, not only just about the hires, but also how you feel about this team. Mike, it feels like Kevin Stefanski, and we knew this, I think this is part of the selling, you know, of Kevin Stefanski, having a plan of how he was going to go about this, the hires that he wanted to make, and the people that he wanted to bring in. And again, remember, we hired him a lot sooner than some of these other teams. I mean, you talk about these staffs being put together, Mike. He probably could have gone out and gotten all the guys he wanted to get because we were ahead of the game when you talk about hiring him right. Before some of these other teams. This weekend, we just found out where the Raiders are apparently going to go with Clint Kubiak and the Cardinals. So he had a plan as far as how he wanted to approach this.
LaFleur's brother got the Cardinals job. Kubiak got the Seahawks job. You know, we've talked about, you know...
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
If the Steelers go with McCarthy, some guys wanted to have guys that had been there and done that. Tennessee did the same thing with Saleh. So it's tough right now because, you know, you wish Penix wasn't coming off an injury. You wish you had a first-round pick, but you got to bear in mind Pierce has been worth it. We've got two stars with the price of one. The pick we got with the Rams, I mentioned Xavier Watts. We got some really exciting things. And, yes, I'm so bored this weekend. I was doing mock drafts, and it's kind of a waste of time, Carl, till you get to the combine.
True.
But there are some – you said it, yeah, I think it was Friday. There'll be some playmakers for us to find.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.